This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Dozens of educators picketed outside five schools in the Sheridan District in the metro area Wednesday morning, marking the first education strike in the state since 2019. CPR's Haley May takes us there.
Who's got the power?
We got the power.
What kind of power?
The power.
Educators in Sheridan have been working without a contract since it expired last August. They're now on strike, pushing for better pay and recognition for all school staff, including bus drivers, custodians, and paraprofessionals. Union President Kate Beester says she hopes the school board returns to the table this week, but the teachers plan to strike until talks begin.
We have proven that we are here for them, not against them, to work together to make a better school system for our kids.
School is canceled through Friday, with childcare and grab-and-go meals available for those in need. Haley May, CPR News.
The State Budget Committee has wrapped up its work on the budget bill that's expected to be introduced at the Capitol in the coming days. Colorado has to fill a $1.5 billion shortfall. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Medicaid is taking some of the biggest hits. Reimbursement rates for most healthcare providers will see a 2% cut. Programs for immigrants and people with disabilities are also getting trimmed. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota, who chairs the powerful Joint Budget Committee, says all Coloradans will feel the impact.
It's been a really difficult process. I feel very sad for the people of Colorado, for the loss that I think they are going to experience in so many different ways.
Committee members have been scouring the proverbial couch cushions of state spending, from education and housing to military and veterans affairs, to balance the budget. Across the board, raises for state employees were rejected, and committee members also agreed to lower the state's reserve fund. The entire legislature still needs to debate and pass the budget. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And you're listening to CPR News.